Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Kingdom Talk. I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Gauze, and tonight we're going to be talking about what are the desires of your heart. And God gave me this pertaining to, you know, matters of the heart and having our heart aligned with God, because that also goes hand in hand with prayer. And sometimes when we pray for certain things, if it's not God's will, we'll see it not come to pass. You know, if it's not God's will, we'll see that God will block it. If it's not God's will, we will get a no from God. And sometimes it's because, you know, what are the desires of your heart? Our desires have to be in line with God's desire. Sometimes we got to realize that it really isn't about cutting off sin and trying to stop sinning, so to speak, as we would try to do in our own strength and in our own power. It's really about loving God so much that you no longer desire to sin. Sin no longer exists in you, because God's heart is that your heart will be in alignment with his. So, of course, we're human. Obviously, the devil is going to come and, you know, try to tempt you and things of that nature, but you will begin to have a desire to want to do what is right in God's sight. You will have a desire to want to please him and to want to serve him and do the right things. And this comes just by accepting him, you know, surrendering to him, you know, accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and then things will begin to change over time. But this is very vital because it affects everything about your faith walk. Everything about your faith walk will be tied up in your heart. You know, what is on your heart? What is some things that you have there that you haven't healed from, or that you haven't forgiven, or that you haven't let go of? And these are the things that God wants to deal with and, you know, uproot and get out, because sometimes we don't understand why things are not working or moving or, you know, just happening the way we think. Because sometimes from where you're praying from, where the desires of your heart are coming from. And God want to give us a new heart and put a new spirit within us. He want to remove that heart of stone out of us, that heart of flesh, you know, where we operate from those old places, a hurt place, a broken place, a unforgiveness place. But he's trying to give us a heart of flesh so where we can be healed from all of that, and where we can freely walk in his statures and keep his word. But that only happens through us having the heart of God. So God is just waiting for us to really say, okay, God, here's my heart. You know, I give you my heart so that you can cleanse it, you know, so you can heal me, so you can take out the things that are not like you, because this will make us have a better relationship with him. And then we could really do what we were created to do. And we will really be able to have those desires like him and walk in his ways. And then our heart will begin to draw us closer to him. And with us getting closer to him, we will begin to act like him, walk like him, talk like him. Everything we do will be more like God. We'll begin to follow his word and just want to have a deeper connection. That's what having a right heart will do to us. In Psalms 51:10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. That's what God wants to do when we accept him. He wants to take out everything that we have been through that really hurt us and kind of tainted us and made us think from a broken perspective, from an area that maybe have some type of pain, some type of anger or bitterness and resentment. And it can really be a block for when you're trying to connect to God on a deeper level. He want to heal those wounds. And he want us to be open so he can pull back those layers of hurt, you know, because the enemy want us to believe his lies and want us to stay stuck in a struggle with a heart issue, you know. But God is coming as we seek him to reveal what it is that we need to be healed from. He want us to give him that hurt, to move on from it, to be healed, to use it as a testimony. But we don't want to stay in that place. You know, that's the first sign that we are not healed, when we're not growing in that area, you know. God wants us to be able to grow. That's what this walk is all about. It's about growing in the things of God, maturing and moving forward. Because he said in Jeremiah 29, you will seek me and you will find me when you seek me with all your heart. That way, when you do it with your whole heart and your whole mind, then you're really getting closer to him. You're really begin to start understanding what it is that God wants you to do and how he wants you to treat his people, and also how he wants you to treat yourself, because the enemy will lie to you and make you feel that you don't deserve certain things, or, you know, my past is too dirty to be loved by God, or whatever it may be, whatever lie it may be that the enemy have told you and it has sat in your mind and got rooted in your heart, and you won't even want to allow better things to come. You know, sometimes God is ready and willing to do certain things and have even offer. But because if you wasn't healed, you can even reject good things. God is saying some people are rejecting good things because it's there. I have sent it. You know, sometimes God maybe have sent help. And because of your past, you rejected it because you thought it was something else. But it was God. God's heart for us has always been love. And he loves us with a perfect love that's never going to fail. Never going to fail. But he's calling us to examine our own heart condition. He's calling us to be more like him. He's calling us to begin to desire the things of God and not of the world, and to let go of those past wounds. That's what he really desires for us. He wants us to be pure in heart. Because he said in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That is how you see God. That is how you get into his presence. That is how you draw closer to him, by being in alignment with him, by being in his will. And then you begin to ask God, you know, search my heart. Take anything out that is unclean, you know, anything that is being a hindrance to my walk with you, anything that is not allowing me to be vulnerable and open with you, God, and honest. Because he wants the fullness of us. He wants all of us. And that's what he's asking. You know, so many times freely we have given our heart, you know, to man, and it didn't work out the way we thought, you know. But with God, it won't be that way. When we give God our heart, he will take care of it. God will protect our heart. God will cover it and do all that needs to be done to make it pure, you know, whatever it may be, whatever he got to do, whatever he got to strip away, whatever he got to pluck up and uproot, God will do that thing so that we are able to get closer to him. That's what this is about. We got to have deliverance, because sin is the wedge that blocks us from being connected to the Father. That is why he sent Jesus to die for our sins, so that we can be connected back to the Father again. So we have to have a right heart and a renewed mind, so that we can be close to God, so that we can hear him, so that we can serve him. Because he said, if you love me, you will serve me. So when we know that we love him, and God is in our heart, we're going to be like him. We're going to strive to make him proud, to make him smile. And as we draw nigh to him, the word says he's going to draw nigh to us. That's just that's just what it is. He's going to, that comes, basically, that comes with the territory. So as you're learning God and you're getting closer to him, it's only right that he's going to definitely draw close to you. As you cry out to him, he's going to answer you. As you knock, you know, he will answer, because that's the type of God we serve. That's the type of God we serve. But he don't want us to miss certain things because of a heart matter, a heart issue. You know, a heart issue can cloud your vision, your spiritual vision. A heart issue can give you the wrong perspective of a thing because you're seeing it from a hurt place, you know, a broken place, a angry place, a bitter place, when God is trying to allow you to see the way he sees. He's trying to allow you to see it in a way where you can deal with it from a spiritual place and not from a hurt place, not from a fleshly place, because he said we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers and wickedness and high places. So he definitely wants us to understand that, because God don't judge from the countenance of a man. God judged the heart of a man. So he want our hearts to be right, because everyone in the Bible, they had some kind of issue, but God was willing to work with them when they had the heart of God, because he accepted them as they were. He knew they wasn't perfect. He knew they had shortcomings. But when they had the heart of God and they served him and they loved him, God spoke to them. God, you know, used them. And that's what we want. We want God to be able to use us. We don't want our heart to be off that, you know, God can't speak to us, God can't use us, because like I said, we'll block him. Not a matter of God blocking us, we will block him. When your heart is not right and God is, you know, sending you help or doing certain things or sending somebody to correct you or reprove you, chastise you, whatever it may be, or even just sending help, sometimes we will block it because of a heart matter. So we got to know that the heart is a very vital part of your walk with God, because whatever is in your heart will come out. So God wants our hearts to be right and to know that without love, we have nothing. It's in the word. We have to have love. And that is a major issue, because we have our own conditions on what love is, and it comes with certain conditions. But with God, it's an agape love where, you know, there's no limits, there's no bounds. He just loves us just because. And he wants us to love each other in that same way. That's why the Bible says, do unto others as you would want done unto you. Love thy neighbor as you love thyself. This is why God keeps reiterating love all throughout the Bible. Because you need love, because love covers a multitude of sins. So he wants your heart to be right so you can love others, so you can love yourself, so you can love God, so you can do what's pleasing in his sight, so you can make him proud, so you can always judge a matter clearly. So you can always hear something and hear it from a clean slate. Not because, oh, I went and had this experience from my past, so that's what this means right now for the next person. No, everybody's situation is different. And he don't want us to be given advice from our experiences or preaching from our experiences or speaking from our hurt and our pain. No, he want us to speak and come from the word of God. He wanted to not be as personal. Now, when we give in our testimony, that's when God allows us, you know, to talk about our experiences. We tell people of the goodness of the Lord and what we've been through and what we experienced and how he brought us over and how he brought us from here to there. But not when we're trying to help people or give advice, because it has to be godly advice. But your heart got to be right. Because your story may not be someone else's story. Because what worked for you might not work for them. Because God might be telling you, you know, that you might need to get a divorce, but God might be telling them over there they need to stay married and work it out. So your heart got to be right. Your heart got to be right. Got to be in tune with God. Your ear got to be close to him so you can hear him, so you can know what it is that he's saying. Because he don't want us, you know, to be stuck in a place. Because when you stuck and the matters of the heart is not right and any unforgiveness is there, you know, bitterness or resentment, it makes you stuck. It keeps you stuck in that, you know, in that experience that happened, you know, and then the devil begins to torment you in your mind with the thing. Then it go from being a heart matter to now it's in your mind. Now you're thinking about it. Now it's consuming you. Coming out your mouth, whatever it may be. When God is saying you get the heart right, get the mind right, you'll be speaking love, talking love, living love, operating in love, because we need love. Everybody is so hard on being, you know, strong and rough and stern, but what about the love? Where's the love at? Where's the love? He said, with my love and kindness will I draw thee. So we need love. We need to bring back the love. That's what's going to get us through. Because there's nothing like genuine, pure love. You know, that type of love you can feel, like when somebody come and embrace you and you just begin to cry and you just feel that love, like, oh, what is this? They didn't even say a word to you. But you felt their love, and it just made you vulnerable in that moment, and you get the crying, and you like, oh, Lord. But it's good because it's the love of God, and that's what God wants to do with us. He just wants to embrace us so that we can feel his love. No matter what situation we're going through, no matter where we are in life right now, God wants us to experience the love of God. Because him sending his son was love. He was proving to us how much he loved us. And he didn't have to, but he did. And so now us becoming followers of Jesus Christ, now we can walk in that same love. That's why we are able to forgive those that has hurt us. That's why we're able to pray for our enemies. That's why we're able to give, you know, without limits. Give, you know, bountifully, not sparingly, just give, because it's out of love. It's not us looking back for anything to be given to us. It's not, you know, for us to have bragging rights or say anything about it. No, because half the time people, you know, that are in Christ, that are real givers, they never even talk about it. They never even telling people what they do, what they given, because it's the heart of God. We don't need spectators to know what we're doing. We don't need a camera to show I'm out here feeding the hungry. We don't need that. We don't need applause for doing what is right, because it's in our hearts. We just do it because that's what's in our hearts. We want to do right. We have a heart to do right. We have a heart to help people. We have a heart to pray for people. It's just in us. And that's why God wants us to have his heart, because we will begin to just do the things that God does, that or that God wants us to do, because it's in us. And when you have the heart of God, it's just things that you won't do, because you're like, oh, that's not like God. I ain't going to send that text. I'm going to delete the whole thing, because that's not like God. I'm going to just press okay. I'm just text back, all right. Because me going off, that's not showing the heart of God. You know, I'm not going to return evil for my enemy, because that's not having the heart of God. That's me turning into them. But having the heart of God would be me praying for them, me praying that God have mercy on their souls. Having the heart of God would be feeding them. having the heart of God, would still be able to love them and still be able to hug them if I was in the same room with them. That's what God is desiring of us, the love of God. The love of God. People aren't going to be able to say whatever they want about you, but they ain't going to be able to say you didn't show love. I showed love regardless. Regardless of the matter, because it's not personal. It's all spiritual. You got to know what you're dealing with. That's what helps with the forgiveness. That's what makes it so easy. Because, you know, you operating with the heart of God. You know, you would know that you have to forgive in order to be forgiven. If you don't forgive, you can't be forgiven by your Father. So you have to forgive. You have to show that love. Even though they may have done the worst of the worst thing, but you still forgiven, that's showing love. You're saying, I love myself enough to forgive you. You're saying, I love God, so I have to keep his word, which is to forgive, which is to let go, because God wants us to be free. God wants us to go to the next level and new dimensions in him. He wanted us to be able to draw nigh to him, to be closer. And like I stated earlier, not because it's God blocking us, but it's because certain things in our heart is being a block. Certain things that God want to do for us, in us, and through us. But our heart, you know, our heart would be in the way if it's not right. Our heart would give us that, you know, that cloudy judgment. We don't want that. We want a new heart, a clean heart, a pure heart. So we can help people the way God wants us to help them. So that we can pray for people the way God wants us to pray for them and give that godly counsel. You know, not coming from what we think or what we feel, but what God tell us or what the word tell us. He's only trying to give us a new heart and a new spirit. That's all he's doing. He want to take away that stony heart. Because once we have the heart of God, we'll just begin to walk in his statutes, follow his way easily. It won't even be hard. It's not hard as people make it seem or as they think. Oh, you know, this walk is hard. It's not. Once you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you really just stay committed and stay connected to God, things just begin to change. You know, you thinking it's hard because you thinking that you got to do it on your own, but God is going to do it. Once you're in alignment, nah, things in God begin to just flow. It don't mean that it's going to be easy or it's going to be perfect, but it will flow. God will begin to do the work that needs to be done. Once we're in alignment and we embrace our identity in Christ and know who we are and who we were created to be, it'll be easy. Jesus want to be more than our Savior. He want to be the Lord of our hearts. He wants us to give him our hearts. That's what he wants. Because then that way, once he has our heart, we'll begin to trust in the Lord with all our heart. We'll begin to lean on him and not on our own understanding. We'll begin to acknowledge him in everything that we do, and then he'll start directing our path. And that's why I said it just will become easy, because once we have the heart of God and we love him, we'll just start wanting to do it. Those desires will just change. That's why the first question I asked, what are the desires of your heart? Because once you're able to answer that question and you know what your desires are, you could line it up and see if it's lining up with the word, then you'll know, okay, no, I need God to take this heart because my desires don't don't sound like the word. You know, if I'm looking to be a billionaire just because with no intent, no purpose behind it, oh, that's not, you know, really the heart of God, because God is not looking for fame and fortune. But if, okay, God, I need finances so that I can bless 1 million people, that's the heart of God. You're looking to help someone. You're looking to, you know, do something for others, because all this walk is about us uplifting each other to uplift the kingdom. It's never about your fame, your fortune, you being in the spotlight, you being the main attraction. The main attraction is always Jesus. It's not about us. It's about Jesus. So we're doing all this to make his name great. We're doing all this to spread the gospel. We're doing all this so that we make it in. We're doing all this so that we can be changed, delivered, and set free. Because desiring the heart of God and asking God to cleanse and purify our heart, this is going to help us get into heaven, because we won't sin. We won't have the desire to, you know, do certain things that's not of him. We won't have the desire to sin. We will want to do right. That's like a child that got a parent, they love their parent, they want their parent to be so proud of them. They like, oh, mommy, look what I did. Oh, daddy, look what I did. They're showing you all the good things that they did because they're seeking your approval, and they want you to be proud, and they want you to be happy, because they're like, look, I'm behaving, I'm doing everything that is right. Look, and we are just those same children with God. Like, we're just desiring to show him, look, God, hey, look at my heart. I changed. I forgave them. I'm ready to grow. I'm ready to do what you called me to do. We're looking to make God proud of us, to make us smile, even though he loves us, of course, regardless. But we're doing this because we're like, God, I just want to make sure I'm right with you. I don't want to go off on them, because that's not going to make my father happy. That's not going to make my father proud. So I'm not doing that. I'm not sending that message going off, because God sees it. And I have the heart of God, and I want to be like God. So I know God wouldn't do that. And I know God sees it and wouldn't approve of that. So because I love him, it stops me from even doing a lot of things or even thinking about it. Because I already know, okay, no, that's not like God. That don't look like God. That don't sound like God. I'm not doing that. And that's why you got to accept him in your heart and your mind. Accept Jesus and serve God. Because then once you do that, a lot of things, like I said, it will just begin to change. A lot of things will shift. You will no longer desire the old things that you once did. You won't want to do that. You won't want to be in the same places. You won't have the same appetite like you used to. You won't have an appetite for sin. You won't have an appetite to be caught in certain places anymore and doing certain things anymore, because that will not be your appetite. Your palate will have matured. You won't even have a taste for it at all. It won't interest you. It won't move you. It won't excite you. Because now when you have the heart of God, you're desiring the things of God. No, what can I do for you? What can I do to uplift the kingdom? What can I do to help your people? What can I do to just be right with you? That'll be your heart. That'll be your desires. You will just begin, everything about you will begin to change. You won't even look the same, talk the same. You will not be the same. Once the heart is changed, because the heart can be very deceitful. So we need God in our hearts, because our heart would tell us one thing, and that's not even right. But we going by a feeling. And the word tells us that in Jeremiah 17:9, that the heart is deceitful above all things. Deceitful. So we need God's truth in our hearts so that we won't be deceived by a feeling, by what the enemy told us, by what a situation is looking like. And then it bothers our heart because, oh, it looked like it's not happening. It looked like it's not working. But that may not be true because it just looks away. And then your heart, it got in your heart. Now you started believing it. When whatever God tell you, whatever God lay on your heart, whatever the promises of God he told you personally, you got to stand on that and not bend. No matter what, you got to have faith, trust, and believe that God is going to do whatever he said he's going to do. And then you believe it in your heart. Then it'll be in your mind. Then it'll come out of your mouth. You have to really stand on whatever God is telling you. Just like I always refer back to children because that's the correlation with us and God. We're his children. So just like when you have a child and it's like, oh, my mom said we going to the mall to get toys today. You know, the child's going to hold you to that word. The child is going to be talking about it and talking about it and talking about it until you actually do it because you told them and they're taking your word. Your word is bond. They taking your word for what you said. They believe you. They trust you. That's us with God. We're holding on to that word. If God said he going to do X, Y, and Z for us, he's going to do X, Y, and Z for us. And nothing should be able to change that or waver that. Whatever he said, that's what it is. That's law. Nothing is above God's law. Nothing. So we have to examine our hearts, keep our hearts right with God, and know that he is with us. Know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Know that. And that is the heart of God because he gave his son. He gave his son. No greater love than that. No greater love than that one right there. So we need to get a closer relationship with God. Examine our hearts, get our hearts right, because God always knows the intent of our heart. He always knows. See, man might know what you look like, you know, the countenance, what you pretend to be, but God knows your heart. God knows what's going on in the inside. God knows when you're having a heart issue. God knows when you are heartbroken. God knows. He knows these things because that's what he is here for. He said he's here for the brokenhearted. He's close to them. Because he knows. And he wants us to just be in alignment with him. He wants our heart to be in the right place. He wants us to be able to feel his unwavering love. Because that will carry us through. Once we realize how much he loves us, how much he cares for us, then a lot of things we won't worry about because we will be at peace with, no, God loves me. So I know that I'm going through this, but God wouldn't leave me here because he loves me. If I'm struggling, oh, know that this is temporary because God loves me. He's not going to bring me this far to leave me. We got to know that we know that God loves us. We have to know our identity in God. Know our identity. Have the heart of God. Operate with the heart of God. And just love the hell out of some people. We may not be able to change them, but God can. And we may not be able to change them, but we can actually still show the love of God. No matter if they change or not, having the heart of God makes it easier to deal with difficult people, difficult situations. because we always understand that it's not personal, it's spiritual. You know, it's always something spiritual behind a matter. So on tonight, just before you lay down, just ask God to help you examine your heart, to show you the areas that are being a hindrance or a block in your walk with him. Just ask him, you know, to take out the stony heart and just give you a heart transplant. That means creating you a new heart, give you a heart of flesh so that you can feel again, so that you can love again. You know, because a lot of things happen to us, like I said, and it taint our heart and it makes us harden our heart. And God don't want that. God want us to be able to feel. He want us to be able to love and not have our guards up and block God out and block some people that God may have sent. But because we have a heart issue where we had something happen to us, you know, something traumatic, now we got our defenses up, and God don't want that, because we can block bad things, but we also can block good things. So allow God to just renew your heart, you know, purify your heart, renew your mind, and allow God to make the change in you. Any change that we desire first begins with us. It's about us. It's about us working on us so that we can be better for others, but it starts with us. So thank you for tuning in and listening to Kingdom Talk. Again, I'm your host, Pastor Tyquasia Gauss, and know that God loves you, and so do I. Thanks again for listening. Have a blessed night.